You comfy?
Fuck you.
I thought so. He ratcheted the strap up tight against her back. Then, just to be extra shitty about it, he took a couple more notches.
Okay, we're good.
The guard let go her hands. Daphne had to work hard at breathing, so he took another click.
There. That wasn't so bad, was it?
Fucker.
He ignored her gasping insult, looking over his tools. There was a favorite forceps he usually liked to start off with. Where was it? He didn't see it. He looked at the guard.
The Halstead curves, the gold ones. You seen them?
The guard looked around the tables and finally grabbed a deep tray that he presented.
Autoclave.
Thanks.
The sadist picked up his golden lovelies and examined them. They would do. He went around the back of Daphne where her ass and pussy were neatly displayed for his delectation. He gave her a little spank on the bottom, rather jocularly, noting a small trickle of menstrual blood.
Ah, I see it's your time. Excellent. Now, just so we's on the same page here, I'm going to ask y'all some questions, and it would be my advice that you all answer me best you can.
She remained silent.
Now, what is the name of the ringleader of the fatty spy network going hereabouts in Des Moines?
She gritted her teeth through her labored breathing. This asshole would not believe her.
There is no ringleader. There are no spies. There is no conspiracy going on here. Let me go. I'm innocent. Why won't you
He interrupted her by pinching a vaginal lip between his thumb and forefingers, opening the forceps.
Now.
He pinched her lip with the surgical tool and clamped down on it to the first notch with predictable results.
Ah!
The sadist smiled and shared a satisfied look with the guard, who offered him a pair of ear defenders to match his own. Billy Bob chuckled.
That's what I'm talking about.
They grinned.
Ah! Motherfucker!
He went back to the front and spoke beside her ear as the guard took her picture with his phone.
Now, look. We can go on like this just as long as y'all want. Or you can tell me their names. It's up to you.
Ah! Stop! Stop it! Oh, God!
She broke down, blubbering and crying. It was so painful. She had to make it stop. He had to make it stop. Tears ran down her face as the sadist calmly watched. She was starting to spin out with the unbearable pain. He thought for a moment.
That was it.
He leaned down again.
I'll be right back.